Hello and welcome to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We will be discussing where Deshaun Watson will wind up after he requested a trade to the Houston Texans organization, which teams are interested, where will he actually go to. Then we have, should Bradley Beal be trying to get a trade out of DC? We will talk about that coming up on Finn Sports Spin, but make sure to check out finsportsspin.com. That is the website for Finn Sports Spin. We have articles and the podcast is there. Make sure to check that out. We're coming out with a new series called What's Next. Our first article will be for the New England Patriots. It will go down farther, cap space, cap room, who they should cut, who they should trade, and who they should pick up in QB situations. So I'll go through all that and the NFL draft, who they should take, and which players they can get. So make sure to check out Finn Sports Spin as we have the first article of What's Next coming up today, actually. So make sure to check out Finn Sports Spin. I'll also put the article link in the podcast description, so make sure to check that out. But we're going to be talking about Deshaun Watson and Bradley Beal today, so make sure to stick around to Finn Sports Spin. Here's a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Okay, and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we're going to get right into it with Deshaun Watson. So earlier today, he requested a trade out of the Texans organization, and he's all around a great player, Pro Bowler. He's a great all-in-general player at the QB position, really extremely good talent. But let's start off how this all started out. It started off with the Texans not including Deshaun Watson in their GM hiring. It was a guy from the New England Patriots. I forgot what he did, and I don't really know his name, but they hired the Patriots guy, and Deshaun Watson wasn't very happy with that hiring. He really was not too happy about who they signed and not letting him in on this. So Watson already, he was getting heated up. We don't know at that point if he's going to request a trade or if he's going to stay. Then the hiring process starts because they are now hiring a new coach. They got their guy, and I'm guessing he's not very happy with who their new head coach is, and requested a trade earlier today after the new head coach was hired. I believe it was last night or this morning. So the Texans hired their new coach. It's a former Baltimore pass coordinator. He was the pass coordinator last year. He's been in the league since the mid-90s. He is 65 years old. He's been to a lot of teams. His longest, I believe, was like 10 years with one team. It was the Eagles as their wide receiver coach or offensive coordinator. I forgot which one it was, but they hired a new coach. Now Deshaun Watson has requested a trade. And today I'm going to tell you some of the locations that he could be traded to. I'll tell you, so far he's on his list is the Jets and Dolphins. Both teams are probably in on this, but also Watson has a no trade clause. And during highly questionable, I was watching it earlier today, Mina Kimes said what the trade clause is, which is if Jacksonville were to offer the number one pick to Houston for Deshaun Watson, Deshaun Watson could decline that no matter what because he has that no trade clause. So he is ultimately, even if the Texans do accept an offer, it's not really accepted unless Deshaun Watson says, okay, I am going to Jacksonville. So that's basically what the trade clause is. But we're going to talk about some teams out of the top two that he wants to go to, the Jets and Dolphins. Some of the teams I really see he could go after are the Niners, who could give up a couple picks. Really, top 15 is what they are in picks. They are number 12 this year, so that could really be a spot that he goes to. The only thing would hurt is that the first rounder, they could use it on a wide receiver to really help Watson, and I think the cap would be extremely bad after this trade, so that's the thing that's going to hurt. But I think Watson, that would be his number one place if they do offer. Then some other teams are Washington, who has number 19 and is on the rise. They could give up a defensive lineman, safety, something to get Washington. Then also Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions could be another team that really goes after Deshaun Watson with Matthew Stafford on that trading block. I could see New England going after the star, but I'm not sure they would really want to go into that salary cap because, as I said earlier, I'm starting this new series, What's Next, starting with the Patriots, and I know their cap space is bigger. It's like almost $58 or $59 million, and Deshaun Watson is probably $20 million. If Matthew Stafford's $19 million, that would hurt the salary cap. So that's the thing I would watch out for if I'm the Patriots. All these teams, their salary cap is going to go very low after this trade, but those are the top teams really on my list. Niners, Washington, Detroit, New England, and then also you could go with Philadelphia, but I don't think they're going to go after QB. They have Jalen Hurts, and they have Carson Wentz, and they just got brought in a new head coach who's very quarterback friendly, and he probably is going to stick with the quarterbacks he has right now. So those are the teams that I could see. And then also the Vikings would be another one that I could see. I really think that the player or the team that would go after him are the Niners and Washington would go full in, but we will see what happens. Watson, who's been a Pro Bowler, a star, almost 5,000 passing yards this season, 33 touchdowns, all with having six games without their top receiver and no DeAndre Hopkins. So it was a great year for him. Whoever gets him is going to be lucky. Now let's go over to the NBA, where I have two topics. I know I said just Bradley Beal, but we're going to do another topic. It was Joel Embiid and LeBron James were two. This game got a little ugly. Just in general, it was a great game, but it got a little ugly at the end, especially for Joel Embiid, who hurt his back during this play. Joel Embiid, if you did not see the play, he went up for a dunk, and while he was in the air, midway through the air, LeBron James pushed him, and Joel Embiid fell right on his back in serious pain. It was just an awful play for Joel Embiid. He did not really see any more time after the game or after that play, but did score a couple more points. He had a great game. He's in the MVP conversation, but it was not a great landing for Joel Embiid, so hopefully he can be okay. But this play, a lot of people are debating if LeBron James should got ejected. I feel like he could have gotten ejected. Like if this was in Michael Jordan's era, there'd probably not be a lot of things. If anything, it might be just a foul, like a normal on the floor foul or a shooting foul. But this is a different era where they call more fouls and protecting the players. But this, I feel like, could have been an ejection for LeBron James, but he only got a technical. I think it was a smart move, just a technical, but I could have seen ejection for LeBron James. Joel Embiid, let's hope he gets back up and hopefully he does okay. But also for the score of that game, the Sixers won right at the buzzer, 107-106, by a fadeaway from Tobias Harris, the small forward, power forward, whatever position he plays nowadays. But the Sixers got the win, and a lot of people are saying that's going to be the finals preview. We'll see if that actually happens. Our next one is talking about trades with Deshaun. We have Bradley Beal. We're going to talk about if he should request a trade in D.C. After his 47-point game, Bradley Beal wasn't very happy after the game. Let's just say that they lost again. They are dealing with a lot of COVID issues. They had 8 players test positive over the last 2 weeks. They're just getting right on track now. They have 8 players the last couple of games, and it's crazy that this team has had so many COVID positives, and they've missed 2 weeks. It's crazy. But right now, Bradley Beal, he is the franchise. He's showing that he is the franchise. That's why he wasn't the one getting traded. It was John Wall. Bradley Beal is this franchise. If he wants to request a trade, it's going to be like every single other player. They're going to go where they want to go. I've heard the Warriors have already put it in offer. I'm not really sure what it was, but I'm guessing it was a bunch load of picks. I'm guessing the trade was, it's just to, if they do accept it, they were wanting the Bradley Beal to replace Klay Thompson. I'm not sure what he would do after Klay Thompson is back, but Warriors are a team that has already offered. That could definitely be a destination for him. But I don't think Bradley Beal, honestly, won't offer request a trade. I just don't think so. I don't think that's how Bradley Beal is working right now. I think that he's trying to push through it. He believes in this team, and he's hoping he'll turn it around next year. So we'll see if that actually happens. But we will see if Bradley Beal does request this trade, and who knows where he'll go, because basically all the league is probably looking at him after that James Harden trade. He's the number one player to pick up and trade for. So watch out for Bradley Beal, still putting on a show, averaging the most in the NBA in points-wise. I believe it's like 35 points a game. Crazy good. So watch out for Bradley Beal and where Deshaun Watson goes. Thank you so much for listening to Finn Sports Spin. Make sure to check out the website, finsportspin.com. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thank you for watching again. Make sure to check out the website and check out the new series, What's Next, with me doing all the cap room and doing what your team should do for this offseason, who they should sign, who they should cut, who they should extend. Make sure to go check out finsportspin.com. Thanks again for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.